Representative Carol Spackman-Moss says voters should elect their state school board members, not a nominating committee of special interest that sifts through the candidates first. Although lawmakers from both parties support the idea, her efforts to pitch the bill twice before have been fruitless. That's because, like clockwork, the conversation quickly stalls on whether that direct election should involve partisan politics. In a meeting of the legislature's Education Interim Committee, Moss made the case that by labeling a candidate R or D, they'll be committed to partisan positions on issues that don't have anything to do with education. She says extreme views are articulated at political conventions and do not represent the average Utahn.
Most people consider themselves, even in this state, to be independent, particularly on a lot of issues like education. And I still do believe that education isn't and shouldn't be a partisan issue.
Opponents of nonpartisan school board elections say without party support, there would be no vetting process to make sure school board candidates are qualified, and no way of presenting a candidate's platform to the public. But Moss says lawmakers should have more faith in voters, many of whom list education as the top priority.
In much of the argument, you're saying that candidates need to be vetted, they're not well known enough, and I think we're demeaning the public to suggest that they can't, on their own, select candidates and get information that they only through a party apparatus are they able to make appropriate decisions.
House Majority Whip Greg Hughes told the committee a nonpartisan election means a campaign boils down to yard signs and robocalls, which he says are less weighty than a selection committee or a convention cycle in an election.
When you have these giant seats with very little resources in a general election, I don't know where we feel comfortable that the debate's taking place or any vetting's taking place. I'm okay if we don't like a selection committee, but we have to have something where the conversation takes place.
Senator Howard Stevenson says the selection committee process is a mockery of the system because the voters have no voice. But he believes candidates need the shoulders of political parties to stand on. And the way that's done is through a nominating process of thousands of state and county delegates.
I mean, that's a significant involvement. The current process for school boards is, it's almost embarrassing to think how few people were involved in the nomination and the placement of those people on the ballot.
Senator Stevenson says despite concerns about extremism, partisan elections do produce centrist candidates. So he doesn't expect a Tea Party takeover of the state school board.
We have centrist legislators. We have a pretty centrist governor. Everybody can get involved. And if some are more active than others, then that's an encouragement and a warning for others, more centrist, to get involved and have their voices known. It's an open process.
Stevenson introduced a bill earlier this year to create direct partisan elections. It passed out of the Senate but died in the House. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.